Welcome back to the second hour of Guitar Tracks. I'm your host, Brian Tarquin. Now, I have the pleasure of introducing a young German guitarist by the name of Johannes Wieck to the American Public Radio. Now, he's from the band Son of a Bach, which really impressed me because of his age and his passion for the guitar. So I wanted to see how he got started with the guitar and how he got so involved in it and became so good.
Oh, there's a lovely little story about my first contact with the guitar. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, I were on vacation in the Czech Republic with my family, and one day as we walked through the streets of a small town, I spotted a little music store with the guitar behind its shop window, and at this moment, there was no chance for turning back. I just wanted to have this guitar. Luckily, my parents, who are also musicians, accepted my wish, and yeah, so I got my first guitar. Back in the car, on our way back home, I immediately fell asleep holding my new best friend in my arms. And yeah, it even exists a photo of me holding the guitar. From that on, I learned the classical guitar and later also electric guitar, which became my absolute favorite.
That's an awesome story. That's how we all started, man. That was our best friend when we got our first guitar. Now, being a young guitarist, I was very interested to see what guitarist influenced him and who he was drawing all this inspiration from.
I think this is pretty easy to answer, as I never were that interested in other guitarists, except for one person, John Petrucci from Dream Theater. For a long time, this was the only band I really listened to, and that's why John Petrucci and his way to play the guitar influenced me a lot. But as I grew older, I preferred music where there are not guitar solos on every single track, so maybe that's why I didn't look for all the other great guitarists. I think that's probably the reason why many people say that I have a very own style playing guitar.
Now, I find that really interesting, because most guitarists that you speak with always have like a handful at least of guitarists that they're drawing so much influence by. Now I went on to see what was his typical guitar rig, setup, guitars, pedals, and amps.
I play a Paul Reed Smith Hollow Body 2 guitar, a monster of a guitar, because you can play literally everything with it, from jazz over pop to metal. I also use a PRS SE 7-string guitar for some songs, for example our Pasakaya, which was originally recorded with my hollow body tuned down to drop C. I never had lots of pedals. As I were younger, I just had one for overdrive and distortion. Nowadays, I use a Boss GT100, which is really awesome for the sounds I need. And I'm not a big fan of gathering hundreds of effect pedals. I only added the Electro-Harmonix Grand Canyon delay and looper pedal to my setup, a fantastic small gadget. And as you might already think, I just use one amp, because I like it so much that I was never in the need of trying something different, a Fender Hot Rod DeVille.
That's very ironic, because when you listen to Son of a Bach's music, you would never guess that he was playing a Fender DeVille. You would think that it would be a half stack, you know, a 4x12 cabinet. So I went on to ask Johannes, what kind of music does he like to play and compose the most?
As I already mentioned, Dream Theater was the first band that I really listened to, and starting with that band, I discovered progressive rock as my favorite style in music, with bands like Porcupine Tree, Oceanside, The Mars Volta, or later bands like Tesseract, Lapras, or Periphery. I love that there are no boundaries. You just write the music you want to. Some people do not understand what progressive rock really means and think you have to play odd meter all the time or use strange harmonic structures, but that's not the point. If you've got a concrete idea for a guitar riff in 13/8 or a song structure that has 7 kinds of a verse but no chorus, or maybe you realize that the song you're working on is already over 10 minutes long, it is all right as long as it's good for that piece of music. There's no need for forcing those things, but there are also no bands to use them. And that's why I like progressive rock that much, and also compose a lot in this style. I'm not able to write standard pop songs, and yeah, I'm not unhappy with that fact. I also want to get more out of my music, and I think you can hear that in the arrangements I made for Son of a Bach. And I also have a progressive rock band called Accusetech, which funnily exists of the same members as Son of a Bach.
That's what I love to hear from artists. that they don't want to play music just for the sake of playing pop music or rock or whatever it is. They play it from the heart. They write the song. They don't care how long it is. So then I went on to ask, when's the album coming out, bro?
There will be definitely a full album, but to be honest, at the moment we are all working on our new Acoustic album, maybe our biggest project so far. It will be a concept album which is currently in the mix and which will be released in early 2020. In this band I just play acoustic guitar, but our music is as heavy as it can probably be without electric guitars, especially on that new album. But there are also plans for a Son of a Bach album and, of course, new songs and videos, so I think next year will be very exciting.
I really look forward to hearing a full Son of a Bach album. I really like their compositions. I like how they dynamically control the songs from going loud to soft. And, of course, I moved on to ask Johannes what his future musical aspirations were.
Yeah, I wish someday both my bands will get so big that playing and composing for them will become a full-time job, so that all my crazy ideas might have the chance to be recorded and be played live all over the world.
Keep that dream alive, Johannes. You can do it, man. And all you need is that right break. Now, I wanted to finally ask him, what kind of plans does he have for a Son of a Bach tour? I know he's working with his other band in the studio, but we want to see them here in America.
Yeah, for sure. And that still sounds a bit funny to our ears, because when we started Son of a Bach about 5 years ago, we had no plans for playing live someday. We just wanted to make cool songs and videos for YouTube, but over the years the interest in Son of a Bach increased and people more often asked us to play live, so we decided to do so and worked on a program which wasn't that easy, as we're just two musicians and one guy for the sound, but I think we created a very special live program and we already played two concerts earlier this year, so next thing will be a tour.
That's exciting news, and I think all of you out there should keep an ear and an eye out for Johannes Wieck and Son of a Bach for any kind of tours that will be coming up in the next year or so. Now I want to play you Bury, one of their singles. We'll be right back.
This is guitarist Johannes Weig from Son of a Bach, and you're listening to Guitar Tracks WFIT, the best instrumental music on the Florida Space Coast.
That's two in a row for Son of a Bach, Batanary, and Air, featuring Johannes Weig on guitar.